Blog Talk Radio.
And good midweek Wednesday. We are back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Plenty to talk about today. We have plenty of basketball as well as a little baseball. Some baseball news coming out yesterday. We are very, very close to opening day, and we had some Royals news come out yesterday. Gonna have to give credit to someone else on this, but very interesting news nonetheless as it pertains to the Kansas City Royals. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but want to first talk about a little bit of college hoops as we are getting closer and closer to that Final Four just coming up. What, 3 days from now, the Final Four will be set and be ready to go, be ready to play on Saturday. But first, yesterday, the Associated Press came out with their All-American team for 2017. Plenty of notable names on this list, of course, you know, the top names in this list. But one, a little bit close to home and a very, very cool thing. Kansas guard Frank Mason, a unanimous selection for the AP All-American this year. Well-deserved, of course. 20 points per game, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Just awesome year for Frank Mason, and he gets the unanimous vote for the AP All-American. Congratulations to Frank Mason. He leaves Kansas on a high, high note, getting that All-American status. Joining him on the first team, Villanova guard Josh Hart, Purdue's Caleb Swanigan, UCLA freshman, and all-around nuisance Lonzo Ball. I shouldn't say that. Lonzo Ball isn't a nuisance. His father is a nuisance. But again, Lonzo Ball from UCLA and North Carolina forward Justin Jackson, all on that first team AP All-American. Again, Mason, Hart, Swanigan, Ball, and Justin Jackson on the first team. The second team, this one had some interesting names and maybe some names that just missed out. And I think that's, you know, always the case, just missing out on that first team. Two of those, I think, definitely very, very close. One, Malik Monk of Kentucky. The other, Dylan Brooks of Oregon, both making the second team. Joining them will be Nigel Williams-Goss, Luke Kennard of Duke, and Baylor's Jonathan Motley. Joining him on the second team. One quick note, Kansas forward Josh Jackson makes the third team. So two local boys getting into the AP All-American, Frank Mason with that unanimous selection up top, and Josh Jackson on the third team for the AP. So congratulations to them, both of those guys having great seasons and, frankly, probably great careers. Both of them, I have a feeling, finishing up their careers this past year. I don't think there's any denying that Josh Jackson will not be with the Kansas Jayhawks next year unless something just turns quickly and harshly, I should say. Unless something really big changes, it looks like Josh Jackson will be G-O-N-E gone. All right, a quick look at what they have going on this weekend. And again, we will talk a lot more of the basketball coming up. just a quick look at the schedule. I mentioned this yesterday, but in case you didn't tune in, the schedule is set for the Final Four. Gonzaga and South Carolina will lead off a 5:09 start, you know, whatever, 5:09 start on April 1st for Gonzaga and South Carolina. And, of course, Oregon and North Carolina will follow that up approximately 7:49. I don't get all of the TV lingo. I don't understand the 7:49 thing, but nonetheless, that is what we have. 5:09 for the Gamecocks and the Bulldogs, and the Ducks and Tar Heels will face each other at 7:49. Of course, an approximate tip there. Who knows how late that South Carolina Gonzaga game can go. I think these two teams can put up a lot of points, so this one might be a little bit longer than expected. Look for this one to be a lot of fun. Both of these teams averaging over 70 points per game. In fact, Gonzaga averaging over 80 points per game. They have really been playing well, both on large winning streaks, of course, having to get those winning streaks throughout the NCAA tournament, but this one should be good. The first game I'm looking forward to the most. I know there is a lot of fanfare with, and I think that North Carolina Tar Heels game will also be, I think both of these, we got the right matchup. We got the matchup. The tournament really never, how do I say this properly? The tournament wasn't that great. Let's just be honest about it. The first four rounds of this tournament, they were basketball. You didn't see the big upsets. You didn't see the Cinderellas. Granted, South Carolina, 7 seed, getting into the Final Four is pretty cool. But you didn't see, teams just coming out of the woodwork and making deep runs in this thing. But I think we did get the right Final Four. I think we got the teams that deserved it. South Carolina, yes, fighting all the way. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need the team that's not the blue blood, that's not the top guys, and maybe getting in there. And who knows what South Carolina will do. Maybe they will steamroll the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Maybe they will fall short. You never know. And I think that's what makes this Final Four a lot of fun. You don't know who's going to win these contests. Even that Oregon-North Carolina game, don't just give this thing to North Carolina because they have that 1 seed next to their name. Don't give them this game. I think Oregon, this offense, this Dylan Brooks offense, still has a very, very nice chance of getting North Carolina into a corner in this game. And if they can do that, if Oregon can get North Carolina painted into a corner and just start pummeling them, it might be a long, long night for Roy Williams' boys down in Dallas next week. All right, let's move to some baseball and something I heard yesterday. And credit to the guys, we've talked about these guys a lot. The boys on 610 on the day shift, Jay Binkley and Henry Lake, had Alex Gordon on yesterday, which was a little bit of a changeup, but did have some interesting things to say. And I'm sorry I could not get the audio of this, but Alex did allude to changes in the lineup and the potential of he being the first batter in that lineup. And we saw that yesterday with the Royals in their spring training game. We are getting down to, I believe, maybe the last two games of spring training coming up in the next 48 hours. We are getting down to just the nitty-gritty. Of course, next Monday, the start of opening day, we'll have a lot more Royals coverage coming up in the next few days. It's it's really weird having these two, having the Final Four and Royals baseball coinciding on the same day. It's going to make for a very interesting Monday show. We will have more information on that in the next couple of days, really, quite frankly, as I figure it out, because there's going to be a lot to talk about on Monday. But back to the situation, it sounds like Alex Gordon, at least as of right now, is penciled in as your top hitter, as your leadoff guy. I like that. I like that a lot. I do. I think that is, you know, there are a lot of, and we said this yesterday, there are a lot of moving pieces in that Royals lineup. There are a lot of guys that can shift into different spots, that can go, you know, can go here, can go. Alex can go anywhere from a 1 to a 5, quite frankly. But I think it would look very nice. Gordon 1, Moose 2, Perez 3, Hosmer 4, and Brandon Moss in your 5 spot. That is a little weird to say, having a hitter, an excellent hitter like Brandon Moss clear in your 5 spot. But that may be what we see out of these Royals this year. But as it stands right now, it looks like Alex Gordon could be your leadoff hitter for the Kansas City Royals. They get back at it today. One more spring training game, I believe, this afternoon. so good luck to them. We don't talk a whole lot of spring training here because, quite frankly, until these next couple of games, there's really not a whole lot set in stone. So we don't want to put out too much information on the Royals and kind of give you non-factual information on that. So, again, as it stands right now, it looks like Alex Gordon could be the leadoff guy for opening day coming up in just now 5 days away from opening day. We could see Alex Gordon at the top of that lineup. All right, real quick before we sign off, have a little bit of a curveball here. A little bit of a change in what we are going to do with the show in the next few weeks. What we are going to do, and again, this is still a work in progress, this will be the last regular Wednesday show. And the reason for that being, we are moving, we are changing up Wednesday shows. I spoke of this, and I've been trying to work out the things in the last couple of months, trying to get this ready to go, but it looks like we are going to be set next Wednesday. We will have our first edition of the 15 Minutes of Fan Trivia Show. We will be coming at you next Wednesday, and time still to be determined, because we don't necessarily know that it's going to be the 8 a.m., but it is going to be Monday. We will, next Wednesday, we will start the 15 Minutes of Fan Trivia Show. So go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. And if you want to be a part of the trivia show, not necessarily next week, but anytime in the future, we would really enjoy that. It will be all sports, all the time. So if you think you know your sports trivia, join me, hit up the Facebook page, send me a DM, write on the wall, whatever you want to do. Let me know if you want to be a part of that trivia show. We will have more information on that, both coming out on the Facebook page, on my Twitter feed, and again on the show in the coming days. But next week, don't look for the regular show. Look for a special 15 Minutes of Fan Trivia Show. That's starting 1 week from today. We will do that every Wednesday here on 15 Minutes of Fan. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.